Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
The question that I'd like to ask, right, lads, is it dull out there? It is, yeah. Would you like to escape to a desert island and create your own paradise? Well, thanks to technology, it is a possibility. All thanks to Animal Crossing. It's the best-selling game of the pandemic. 11 million people worldwide have gone crazy for it. And one of the Animal Crossing aficionados joins me now, Liam Geraghty. He's a host of Meet Your Maker podcast and a radio reporter. And he also has his own little island. Got to find out about this. Liam, how are you? Are you all right?
I'm very well, Dave. I'm just sunning myself here in my lovely
island.
Yeah,
sure you are. Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough. Listen, you better start me off with this. What exactly is Animal Crossing, first of all?
So basically, it's a game that came out. It was originally released on the Nintendo 64 on the GameCube back in 2001. And basically, the premise is that you move to a deserted island and you set up camp. And you can kind of build, you know, a little town, and villagers come and you kind of make friends with them. But essentially, like, all you really do in the game is just kind of hang out on this island. You can catch bugs. You have this big net that you can go around catching butterflies in. You can go fishing, if you like, in some of the rivers and the sea. But it's just, it's I mean, for people listening, it probably sounds pretty dull.
Do you think it might? Do you? Surprise, surprise. Right, okay.
But this is the thing, like, you know, it was a friend of mine who got me onto it, and he kind of was telling me about it, and you know, I shared the same thoughts as yourself and probably a few people listening, where I was just like, this just sounds really dull. I think it'll be a waste of money, because it's, you know, it's not cheap. It's €60 for the game. But once I tried it, he convinced me, my friend Craig convinced me. And once I tried it, I just got absolutely hooked. It was this, it's kind of, you know, you hear about like all these, you know, like beat 'em ups and everything. This is a relax-em-up. It's right. Just total chill.
Well, I mean, like, I am a little bit whatever, but then again, I know nothing about it. So I'm going to, because it's Bob Dylan's birthday tomorrow, I'll quote Bob Dylan and say, don't criticise what you don't understand. I don't understand it. So I'll do my best not to criticise it. But what we're talking about here is that you will be, what, a human who lives in a village and goes fishing and bug catching and fossil hunting. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. You kind of, you know, when you move on this island, it's totally unpopulated. There's loads of weeds on the island that you have to go picking up. I know, I'm just realizing how ridiculous this sounds as I say
Sorry, can we play that bit back for a second? Wait a minute, I'm trying to be nice to you here. Great. Is that the best you can do?
No. Okay, more exciting. So you can go around like digging up like fossils, and then like this owl arrives on your island, and you can start like building a museum with all these. Great. And you know what, Dave? I was talking to Collie Ennis, who people might know from the Critter Shed podcast, who knows everything about wildlife, and he started playing it, and he was telling me that actually all the animals in it, all the fish and wildlife that you can collect, are pretty spot on. Like there's hundreds that you can kind of collect and, you know, pick up. But it's just, once you get into it, you will be playing, honestly, you'll be playing this game, not like me, non-stop.
Okay, hold on. One of the things you're saying here is it does sound a bit dull, and maybe the dullness is really, no, seriously, like on one level, like it's not beat him up and kill him and all the rest of it. Maybe the dullness, if I can call it dullness, is sort of part of the main attraction.
Yeah, it's just really relaxing, and you know, the music is really soothing in it, and it's just a real gentle kind of a game. You know, like you say, there's no kind of like violence in it. The extent of violence in it is when you like shake a tree and a wasp's nest falls down, and you have to run away from the wasps who will like sting you. That's about as wild as it gets.
Okay, here I'm going to give you a blast of the music here. Right? Hold on. Does this make you feel good, Liam? Yeah.
Oh yes, so warm inside.
Yeah, right. Let's go shake some bees. Actually, I'm going to be talking about bees and wasps or whatever later on in the program, because this is Bee Week. Did you know Bee Week was this week? No, I probably didn't.
I did actually. Yeah, it was during the week. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I did.
National Bee Day or something. Oh, there's a joke National in there Bee somewhere, Day. But I won't.
You know. I visited a beekeeper's place once, and I thought it was really calming. So kind of like this game, I thought it was something I was going to take up. And I visited a second one, and the bees had swarmed, And it was the most terrifying experience that I've ever had.
Okay.
Sorry, just to get off.
That tells me more than anything I was going to get from the information I'm looking for next. Anyway, basically, the first thing you have to do, Liam, is to name your island. What did you settle on?
Well, see, I thought by, you know, the first thing you think of is you're going to put like whatever island, something island. And I thought that would be too obvious. So I picked the name of a favorite character from a kid's book I read, The Moomins. Do you remember The Moomins?
I don't actually know.
Okay, right. So I called it Two Ticky. But friends of mine have been calling them all sorts of brilliant names. I have a friend, Rosemary, who shares the Nintendo Switch, which is what this game is on, with her nephew. And his name is Bo. So they called it Bo Marie. Just to kind of, you know, settle. And then I have a friend, James. He named his Inish Queer, which I thought was lovely.
Okay, hold on a second. You've got all of these friends who've named their islands with names. I was trying to be funny. Didn't think it was going to be serious stuff. Anyway, look at it. So, like, what happens? I mean, do you remember, what was the game? Damn, I've forgotten the name of the game. I'll think of it. Minecraft. Do you remember that?
Yes, I never played it, but I remember.
All right, that's kind of stuff for you. I don't know. You make stuff, don't you? Make buildings and stick animals.
Yeah, Minecraft. Yeah, it's kind of like a virtual Lego.
Exactly. So yeah. With this one here, let's just say in a virtual Lego kind of way, how do you furnish the island? I mean, can you buy stuff?
Yeah, so I think the one of the attractions of this game is like the customization. You can buy things and you can customize things. So yeah, for like one of them is clothes. You can buy like all sorts of clothes. I look great in Animal Crossing. I'm like, I've never been as stylish. And one of the things is actually the fashion world has kind of gotten in on this, because obviously, you know, a lot of fashion shows can't go ahead. And so big fashion companies like Marc Jacobs and Valentino have been kind of looking at ways of how to get around that. And one of the ways is that they've been basically making virtual outfits that they put in Animal Crossing, and then you, the player, can just go and download them and wear them. So, I mean, like Valentino dropped 20 custom virtual looks from its men's and women's pre-fall collection. You know, so that's 11 million people, you know, worldwide who play Animal Crossing.
Wait a minute, Valentino pre-fall collection. We're on a desert island here. What's that got to do with Hoka Tour?
Well, this is where once brands realized they could, leap on this, because, you know, so many people were playing it, and it came out, you know, I think it was March 20th when it came out. So it came out around the time when everyone was locked in.
Right.
You know, so it helped a lot of people. A lot of people have been writing online about how it's really helped them kind of, you know, through, because it is quite addictive. You do, you know, you can't just play for an hour. You usually end up playing it for like 5 or 6 hours, probably more. I'm being conservative.
Wait a minute. When you say playing it, are you playing it with other people or is it just yourself?
So you can play it by yourself, but also your friends can visit your island online. And so we've been doing...
Great. This is...
Yeah, it's a bit more exciting like than Zoom video calls. So, for example, a friend of mine, Lorena, it was her birthday a couple of weeks back. And so we threw her a birthday party on her island. We all traveled over to her island. We had little virtual birthday cake and presents and everything. And it was nice, you know. We couldn't do it in real life, so.
Okay, but by the way, look, it's still going. Listen. Oh my God, it's like Madame Zola. I'll suddenly be okay. Like, I'll tell you what, look, you've designed your own Dublin bus stop and a replica of Moore Street. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I got a bit because you can make your island any way you want, and I got a bit kind of I got a hankering for town, you know, when we were all kind of stuck inside. So I made a little bus stop. You can bring in, you know, images from outside of the game. So I have the little Dublin bus logo there. And then, Moore Street. I built a little Moore Street because I don't live too far away from Moore Street. And so the little blue and white tarpaulin stalls and, you know, all the fruit. And I don't know, it was just something. There's something so wholesome about it, you know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But something so wholesome about it. Do you know anything about the fact that democracy activists in Hong Kong were using it as a platform to protest?
Yeah, I heard of that. Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but I mean, I mean, it has been used, you know, because it's reaching so many people, you know, that a lot of people have kind of been using it in those kind of different ways. Mm. I mean, I know there's one guy has on Twitch, which is kind of like the video game kind of streaming service. There's a guy who set up his own talk show. It's called Animal Talking, and he set up his own talk show on Animal Crossing. And you're going to love this, Dave. He has his guests next month are Shaggy and Sting, and they're going to debut new music on Animal Crossing, like on the island.
If it's anything like their previous collaboration, I might actually be doing my hair that day. Okay, so wait a second. I believe there might be gigs. Is that right? They're going to set up like live gigs, or you can set up live gigs, or can you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's kind of like almost like a doll's house, in that you can go in and build your house, and then you can get buy all these little you know, things. So, like, you know, again, when a friend of mine has built a stage, you know, that has amps and, you know, a microphone and guitars and drums and the whole shebang. So you can go in there and, you know, play a Spotify playlist, I guess, when you get there.
Are you a major kind of gamer person or a casual gamer?
No, well, this is the thing. No, I'm not. I am very much a casual gamer. So this is why it was so hard to convince me at the start to even buy this game, because I really feel like I need to, that I'm going to enjoy the game before I spend 60 euro on it. You know, but this one, I absolutely am obsessed with. And the thing about the Nintendo Switch is it tells you how long you've been playing any given game. So I think mine is maybe I've been playing it, I don't know, over 150 hours so far. Which, when you're presented with that, you know, in front of you, it's, you know.
Yeah, and in terms of all that, there is an internal clock and a calendar to kind of simulate the real passage of time, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. So when you wake up in the morning, you know, it's morning time on your island. Yeah. There's specific chill music for the morning that changes throughout the day. The weather changes depending what hemisphere you're in. You know, it's great. And actually, you know, like everyone, you know, Elijah Wood actually was one of the more famous players of it, because you can visit other people's islands to kind of, you know, collect different objects and stuff. And Elijah Wood turned up at someone's island, you know, asking if he could, you know, collect some, I think he was selling some turnips. I think that's what he was doing.
He wasn't fossil hunting or bug catching, was he? Or fishing?
No. Yeah, no. I think it was just selling turnips this time. But apparently he was very pleasant.
I would imagine you would be saying that this is the perfect game for a lockdown. Let's face it, started on March 20, 11 million later. It's obviously just right, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it really is, and I'd really recommend it, you know, to people. You know, I've seen one article there going, you know, I think the headline was, you know, let's just all be real here. Animal Crossing is a kid's game and it's for kids. But you will, like, honestly, so many people are getting so much enjoyment out of this game, and it's just very relaxing, you know? It's like mindfulness or something.
And is there a thing like where you start off with nothing and you're responsible for building everything? Is that part of it?
Yeah, exactly. And you invite these different little animals onto your island, and then you kind of build different houses and shops and museums. And you can design it, like, you know, it's again coming back to that Lego thing. Like, you're building your own little island. You're choosing what, you know, if you want to put down a park bench or a bridge or whatever, you know, or flowers, plant flowers or trees. So it's great. It's you know, it's really customizable.
Okay, and you do say, finally, Liam, we're talking to Liam Geraghty here about Animal Crossing, because I'd nearly forgotten the name of it already. And that you can get into it, you can actually play with other people if you like. When you have real life friends in this virtual world, is it through typing or do you talk? Is there audio?
Yeah, no, there is audio. So Nintendo has an app that you can download that syncs with the Nintendo. So you can type if you want, or you can all be on audio chatting to each other as you're running around each other's island, you know, and most people are well behaved. I did have a friend who started chopping down my trees and I absolutely lost it. Because I thought you couldn't do that. I thought the game maybe wouldn't let people do that, but it nearly turned into Lord of the Flies.
Well, it sounds like it. All right, okay, I'll give you another 15 seconds of this. Liam Geraghty, it's been a pleasure, Liam. Come on yourself. Thank you very much.
Take
indeed.
Care.
Yeah, get back to your island. Thanks a million. Good luck. Animal Crossing.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.